This is The View from Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. This month's cover of Sports Illustrated features Cleveland native Rich Paul with the caption, "The Kingmaker." Paul has been LeBron James's longtime agent and has become the elite contract negotiator for the NBA's biggest stars. Terry, Rich Paul was selling jerseys out of his car when he met a 17-year-old LeBron James at the Akron-Canton Airport in 2002.
LeBron sees him wearing a Warren Moon, who's an old quarterback, throwback jersey. LeBron's always liked throwback jerseys. They begin talking. Rich tells him his main distributor is down in Atlanta. When LeBron's in Atlanta, he buys some more jerseys. They kind of hit it off. You know, LeBron always had this inner circle around him. And then now Rich Paul joined them. And basically, Paul's main job at that point is sort of errands, marketing. In fact, Rich Paul actually endeared himself to the Cavaliers in 2010 during the decision show when nobody from the LeBron big camp bothered to call the Cavaliers right before to say, our guy's going to Miami. Right before the show, as Rich Paul picks up the phone and calls Chris Grant, the Cavs general manager, and goes, out of respect for you, Chris, I want you to know here's what we're doing. They both remembered that, Chris Grant and actually even Dan Gilbert. So in other words, the one tentacle that didn't break with LeBron going to Miami was this younger guy, a wannabe big-time agent. During LeBron's time in Miami, he decides, you know, my free agency's coming out in 2014. I'm going to have my own agent. He breaks away from a bigger agency, and he and Rich Paul and Maverick Carter, who's their marketing guy, they form this thing called Clutch Sports. And this is where Rich Paul, again, shows how smart he is, because they need an older head, kind of, to be an agent. And they find a guy to join them. Name is Mark Termini from Brecksville. He becomes like sports attorney slash contract negotiator. And they start to get clients, and they start to make deals.
And then, Terry, the big turning point came in 2014 when LeBron James wanted to come back to the Cavaliers.
Yes, exactly. Rich Paul reaches out to the Cavs. Even at this point, while there's all this bad blood between Gilbert and LeBron, they meet literally at this big kitchen table in this house in Miami. So as Gilbert is making these business suggestions, you know, Rich Paul's talking and Termini's got the computer out, wanting to make sure he's not telling some story here, you know. And they're going back and forth. Well, they end up, after a couple hours, they cut this deal that, you know, LeBron can come back if he wants. Here's what it is. But I really believe, had Rich Paul not gone back and kind of had that little bridge with the Cavs and used to talk back and forth, it created that thing to allow them to come back. Meantime, on the Cavaliers, they pick up two of his clients, J.R. Smith, Tristan Thompson. They negotiate big contracts for them.
Yeah, and they have about 20 players total on their list, from Eric Bledsoe, who just signed a $70 million contract extension with the Milwaukee Bucks, to their newest player, Anthony Davis, who was just traded to L.A. to join LeBron James.
You know, the NBA is kind of in an uproar, like, who is Rich Paul? Where did he come from? But this guy, actually, if you think about it, a guy that came from the mean streets of the east side of Cleveland, always interested in business. And then also being wise enough to know he doesn't know every single thing about the agent business and bringing in an older agent to make sure those contracts go the right way. Suddenly now, he's on the cover of Sports Illustrated. They've negotiated over $980 million worth of contracts. We go back to the beginning. It isn't just if you have LeBron James, because in fact, here's what other agents say. Well, he only cares about LeBron. So what they have to do, they had to cut some good deals early on and say, no, we got Tristan Thompson, $82 million from the Cavaliers. And here's what I think that some of the players like. They like the fact that LeBron is trying to take control of his own destiny.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.